message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
To welcome you to the last day, the 12th day in this hand of the Lord fast. To God alone be all the glory. How many of us felt God in this fast? While you were fasting, while you were praying, you felt God in your heart, in your mind, in your body, in your spirit. And how many of us have received something from God already? You believe it that you have received something from God already. And so shall it be for you in the name of Jesus. We will hear your testimony in the name of Jesus. I say we will hear your testimony in the name of Jesus. We have been hearing that of others. We will hear your own too. In the name of Jesus. Vital keys to the hand of the Lord is what we'll be closing this hand of the Lord fast with. We'll be as fast as possible so that we can go into high praises tonight. High praises tonight. Somebody expectant of that shout, hallelujah. We always end our fast with praises. And tonight will not be an exception. We are going to be praising God like never before. And I trust God that He will conclude what He has started in your life in the name of Jesus. Did I hear you say a louder amen? Amen. Vital keys to the hand of the Lord. The hand of the Lord is real. The hand of the Lord is not fake. And it is an instrument for the changing of the life and the destiny of men. If you want your life to change, if you want your destiny to change, one vital thing required is the hand of the Lord. And one of the major things that the hand of the Lord releases to us are blessings. Somebody say blessings. And tonight, I see the hand of the Lord releasing blessings to your life in the name of Jesus. I say, I see the hand of the Lord releasing blessings to your life in the name of Jesus. Did I hear you say a big amen? Bible says in Proverbs chapter 10 verse 22, that it is a blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and added no sorrow. And tonight, that blessing of the Lord will be released to someone's life in the name of Jesus. If you are that person, let your amen be the loudest. How do you secure this blessing? How do you ensure that this blessing of the Lord is stretched towards you? What do you need to do for this hand of the Lord to stretch towards you and be released blessings to you? Tonight, I'll be showing us a few vital keys that will make the blessing of the Lord to be flowing in your life and flowing permanently. Somebody say permanently. And I tell you this in the name of Jesus. From now on till the end of age and the end of life, every single day of your life, the hand of the Lord will be stretched towards you in blessing. I said the hand of the Lord will be stretched towards you in blessing. Can I hear a good amen? Can I hear a loud amen? Amen? Number one way to this hand of the Lord that we'll be looking at tonight is walking in love. Walking in love. No matter what a person has, no matter who you are, the greatest thing you can have is to be a person that loves God and loves people. In 1 Corinthians 13 verse 1 to 13, 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 1 to 13, the Bible explains to us the importance of love. Do I speak with tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, which is also called love? I have become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not love, it profited me nothing. Love suffereth long, and is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself. Is not puffed up. Does not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not our own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. And on and on and on, explaining the importance and the efficacy of love. Now, in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13, 1 Corinthians 13, verse 5, the Bible says, now abide the three major things: faith, hope, and charity, which is also called love. But the greatest of these three is charity. So the greatest virtue you can have to be able to get the blessing of God in your life and to get his hand in your life is love. No matter the virtue a person has, no matter how holy you are, no matter who you are, the greatest thing that can make you to attract the best of God is love. Now, what is love? Genuine affection, attention given to someone or something. Love is genuine affection, attention given to someone or something. Nothing attracts the hand of God or the blessing of God in the life of any believer like the love of God and the love for people. And the love of God is superior to any other thing. That's what the Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5. Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. That is, if you really want to walk in the best that God has to offer, walk in love. If you really want to assess the best that God has to offer, then walk in love. In 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9, 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9, the Bible says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has he come to the heart of man what God has in store for them that love him. You can't imagine what will happen in the destiny of a person that God loves or loves God. You can't fathom it. You can't imagine what the person will become. Every lover of God is a wonder to his society. Every lover of God is a wonder to his family. Everyone that loves God is an amazement to his society. And I pray for somebody here today, you will be a wonder to your society. You will be a wonder to your world in the name of Jesus. And this love is evidenced by service. Everybody you love, you serve them. Anybody you love, you naturally serve them. Anybody you love, you naturally sacrifice for them. Anybody you love, you have this. If you love God, there will be zeal in your heart for God. Once I see a person that lacks zeal for God, lacks zeal for God's work, lacks zeal for the things of God, the love of God is not there. But tonight, this final night, I see the love of God being established afresh in your life in the name of Jesus. I see the love of God being established afresh in your life in the name of Jesus. Did I hear you say a big amen? Amen. Did I hear you say a big amen? Amen? The love of God always brings the blessings of God. The love of God always brings the favor of God. The love of God always brings the transformation that a man needs. So when you love God, giving offering, giving tithe, it's not difficult for you because of the paramount love of God in your heart. You naturally want to give to the person you love. And tonight, I see you being baptized afresh with the spirit of the love of God in Jesus' name. I see you being baptized afresh with the spirit of the love of God in Jesus' name. And of course, if you really want to experience this hand of the Lord, the love of God is important. Also, the love of your neighbor, of people around you, is also very important. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 to 12. 1 John 4, 7 to 12. If you really want to be a man or woman that wants the blessing of God, say, beloved, let us love one another. Somebody say, love one another. For love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. One of the major ways you can use to know if somebody loves God is to see how the person treats others. I don't know if this person loves God. I don't know if this person has the love of God. Just watch how they treat others and you know if they love God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. There is no way a person can claim to know God and he doesn't love. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sin. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If you have seen God physically and he's told you, this is me, God, I'm here. Maybe you'll see me later so that we can talk. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us and his love is perfected in us. The love of God is perfected in us. The love of God is perfected in us by we showing to others that we love them. It's not difficult for the hand of God to be stretched towards your life. It's not difficult for the hand of God to be stretched towards your life. It's very, very easy for the hand of God to be stretched towards your life. And one of the major ways to do this is to be a person that loves God and loves others. Did I hear you say a big amen? Amen. And tonight, I decree the release of the baptism of the Spirit of the love of God to your heart and your life in the name of Jesus. Everyone that knows you, we know you love God. I say everyone that sees you, we know you love God. Anyone that loves God, you want to associate with him. You want to be in his house always. And so as we conclude this fast, don't let this fasting period be the only period that you spend time with God. Don't let your coming to the house of God cease as the fasting period ceases. Don't let your regularity of being available in God's house cease because fasting has ceased. 12 days of empowerment has ceased, as we'll be stopping today, but relationship with God does not stop today. It is continuous, it is consistent, and it is forever. May your relationship with God be unbroken for life. I say, may your relationship with God be unbroken for life. May your association, your emotional relationship with God be an unbroken relationship for life. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number two, vital key to the hand of God, to the blessing of God, is called obedience. 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 Obedience is simply dutiful or submissive compliance. Dutiful or submissive compliance. You just submit to God. You just submit to his will. And for anyone that we enjoy the best of God and the hand of God, the circle of obedience must not be left out. Obedience is doing what you are told to do. Obedience is doing what you are told to do. Jesus might not have really felt like dying for us, but he was instructed to do it. Philippians chapter 2 verse 8. He might not really feel like dying for us, but he had to comply with his father's instruction. And being not found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself in obedience and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. If you remember very well, at various points, Jesus was asking God, he said, if you can, please, Father, take this cup away from me. The Father didn't answer. He said, if possible, take this cup away from me. But after they said, let your will be done. He might not really have felt that he should do it, but because the Father said this thing is necessary to save mankind, he said, I'm ready. May the spirit of obedience come upon somebody tonight in the name of Jesus. Obedience, some important facts about obedience. Obedience makes God to stretch his hand of blessing towards you. When you are obedient to God, he stretches his hand towards you. When you are obedient to God's instruction, he stretches his favor towards you. And as we conclude this fast today, I see God stretching his hand of blessing towards you in the name of Jesus. These are important notes about obedience. Number one is obedience to God makes God stretch his hand of blessing towards you. Important fact about obedience number two is that going for deliverance without obedience is stupidity and religious fatigue. Going from one church to another and asking for help and assistance without obedience is stupidity and religious fatigue. It's just a person just trying to do what cannot happen. If your desire is to get the hand of God and to get the blessing of God, then we must obey him. Obedience is the shortest route to the hand of God. Job 36 verse 11. Job 36 verse 11. If they be willing and obedient, if they obey him and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. If they are able to obey me, then what they are looking for, they will get it. If they obey me, they will spend their days in prosperity. Prosperity will not be difficult for them if they obey me. If they obey me in the instruction of tithing, according to Malachi chapter 3, verse 8, verse 9, verse 10, if they obey my instruction and they do what they are doing, supposed to do, they stop robbing me. Say, the issue of prosperity is not an issue. The issue of having abundance is not an issue. You have excess. But if they refuse to obey me, they suffer what others suffer. May you not suffer the consequences and the evil that others suffer in the name of Jesus. The best and the wisest thing for a believer to do is to obey God. The wisest thing you can do is to be a man or woman that obeys God. May that be your portion from today in the name of Jesus. May the grace to obey God be your portion from today in the name of Jesus. And if you are desirous of the hand of God, obedience is very important. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19. Isaiah 1 verse 19. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Somebody is here today, you will eat the good of the land. I say you will eat the good of the land. I say you will eat the good of the land. Every day of your life, everybody will be seeing God stretching his hand towards you. They will not be able to explain how God is blessing you this time. I said they will not be able to explain how God is blessing you this time. They will not be able to explain how God is blessing you this time. As from today onward, your provision will be supernatural. Your supplies will be supernatural. Your provision will be supernatural. Did I hear you say a big amen? Did I hear you say a big amen? So, everyone that wants this hand of the Lord that is upon you to continue, you must obey him. Number one, I said you must love him. Number two, I said you must obey him. In Matthew 7, verse 24. Matthew 7, verse 24. The Bible says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. Somebody say, and doeth them. That is the secret of the hand of God. Hearing is not what matters. You have heard so much this past 11 days. This is the 12th day. Hearing is not the problem, but doing is the challenge. Whosoever hearing these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. May your life be a life built upon the rock of Christ in Jesus' name. That is, it will be a life that will not crash easily. Your life will not crash in the name of Jesus. Your family will not crash in the name of Jesus. Your businesses will not crash in the name of Jesus. Everything you are doing for a living will not crash in the name of Jesus. But there's a requirement. You must obey him. You must obey him. You must obey him. In the last 12 days, I'm very sure God must have spoken some things to you. God must have given you specific instructions. Stop doing this. You are the one that pastor is talking about. Stop doing that. Yeah, this one, you didn't do it before. Please start doing it now. It's very good for you. This is the way to go. And he has given you diverse instructions. Some you have noted. Some you have not noted. Some are implanted in your heart. I pray for you today. May the spirit of obedience rest on you from today in the name of Jesus. Grace to obey all those directives and instructions. Receive that grace today in the name of Jesus. If you want to know how to get the blessings of God, look for the directives of God. If you want to know how to get the blessings of God, get God's directive. If you want to know how to get God's blessings, get God's directive. Get his directive on every matter, then you'll get his blessings. Now, obedience is the key that makes the door to where God keeps his treasure. Obedience is the key that opens that door. No matter how anointed you are, you get to a door and you don't have the key, you struggle. No matter how anointed a person is, no matter how anointed a human being is, once you get to a door and you don't have the key, you will struggle. Once a person does not have this key of obedience, his life is a struggle. All the days of your life, you will never be a struggler. All the days of your life, nobody will count you among strugglers. All the days of your life, nobody will count you among strugglers. Did I hear you say a big amen? You know, why? Because obedience honors God. When you obey God, you honor him. Your obedience is an honor to God. And once you honor God, you have qualified for honor. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 30, the B part. He that honors me, I will honor him. He that despises me, I will lightly esteem him. Anybody that obeys me, I will honor him. Anybody that says, forget it. These pastors are old school. They don't know the modern things. They don't know the latest way things are done. It's an old school person. Old school la paix. Whereas our God is old school, is new school. His school is ever vibrant. Bible says Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13 verse 8. He doesn't change. May the Lord bestow upon you and I the spirit of obedience in the name of Jesus. Elijah was a man of obedience. In 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 2 to 6, God told him, he said, right now, young man, move to that brook there. I will command the raven to feed you. And the Bible said the raven comes to feed him day and night. 1 Kings 17, 2 to 6. He was being fed easily because he was walking in obedience. And the raven is a bird that loves you. He doesn't give food. He eats anything. And the raven brought him bread and flesh in the morning and bread and flesh in the evening. And he drank of the brook. He was a man that enjoyed the best of God. May you enjoy the best of God today. The reason why many are still lacking is because the secret of obedience is not there. This same Elijah, 1 Kings 17, 1 to 6, he obeyed to move to the brook. 1 Kings 17, verse 7 to 10, God instructed him, now it's time now. I want to give you somebody else to feed you. I prepared a widow for you. Who is going to feed you? And the Bible says, he arose and went to Zarephath. That was where God sent him to, the widow of Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. You know the story very well. How he told that woman to go and give him the last thing he had. He was obedient to God to move to Zarephath. The widow was obedient to God to give the man of God everything she had. Obedience, jam obedience, the hand of God will release. That's why when husband is obedient, wife is obedient, the house is a good house. Jesus will be living there. Leki leti Jesu me, ile ayoni, ile ayoni, ile ayoni, leki leti Jesu me, ile ayoni. So it's a house of blessing. It's a house of favor. That's my own version towards the end. Praise the Lord. God will give you grace for creativity. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So, obedience, jam obedience. Elijah was obedient. Widow of Zarephath was obedient. There was endless flow of blessing. After this fast, on an endless level, blessing will be flowing into your life endlessly. I say blessings will be flowing to your life endlessly. I know where I used to be when I used to play hanky-panky with God. When I used to, you know, obey him small, And when I started obeying him fully, between those years and now, the gap is massive in terms of God's blessings. Massive. You can't track the distance. It's too long. You can't track it. You can't track the distance. It's too long. Obedience transforms your life. Obedience transforms your life. Obedience transforms your life. Obedience transforms your life. May the spirit of obedience be bestowed upon you today. I say, may the spirit of obedience be bestowed upon you today. Grace to obey God in all ramification. Obeying him in prayers. Obeying him in dressing. Obeying him in giving. Obeying him in marriage. May that grace come upon you today in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your loud amen. Amen. Once you are ready to obey him, he's ready to bless you. Once you are ready to obey God, he's ready to bless you. Once a wife is ready to obey God and submit to her husband, according to Colossians chapter 3, verse 18 and 19, wives, submit yourself to your husband. Once you are ready to obey God by submitting, Bible didn't say love your husband. He said what you need to do is submit to him totally. Once you submit to him, you have loved him. They don't need love. They need your submission. Husband, he said your own instruction is that you should love this woman that God gave to you. Once you have done that, you have come. You are qualified for the blessing of God to reside in your house. In the name of Jesus, the Son of God, the blessing of God will be living in your house permanently. Amen. I said the blessing of God will be living in your house permanently. Amen. If I were you, I would say a good amen. Amen. Obedience has benefits. And may you be a partaker of that benefits. I have tasted it. And I know what obedience is worth. I have tasted it. I know what is worth when you obey this God. It's sweet. It's wonderful. It's awesome. You can't be obedient to God and at the end of life you are biting your fingers. No way. You can't obey his instructions. And then at the end of life you now say, and I regret obeying God. God won't let that happen. It can't happen. It can't happen. But once you turn your backs on him, God be saying your own, I'm doing my own. I'm a big girl, I'm a big boy. I know what I want for my life. Nobody can give me any directive on what to do with my life. I have a clear cut direction on what I want to do. Then, such people never enjoy the hand of God. Do you know that obedience is what makes the difference between two brothers? Obedience is what makes the difference between two people that went to school and graduated with the same grade. One obeyed God, one forgot God. From today, everybody that sees you will know that you are a man or woman that obeys God. Because it will show in your life. It will show in your life. And vital facts about obedience. Obedience must be done promptly. Psalm 119 verse 60. Obeying God must be done quickly. 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 I made haste. That is, obedience must be done in haste. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandment. I was in a haste to keep your commandment. I was in a haste to obey your instructions. I was in a haste to do what you sent me to do. I was in a haste to comply with your instructions. May that be the kind of heart you will possess from today. I can't hear your amen. Amen. I can't hear your amen. Amen. I can't hear your amen. Amen. May you be in a haste to obey God's instructions. May you be in a haste to comply with what God is telling you. Number two vital fact about obedience is that it must be done cheerfully. Philippians chapter 2 verse 14. Do all things without murmuring and complaining. Do all things without murmuring and complaining. Murmuring is like uprooting what you have planted. Anytime you do anything and you murmur over it, you uproot it again. You plant, you uproot. You plant, you uproot. When will the fruit come out? When will the fruit come out? Any instruction your HOD gives you, and you do it, but you do it with murmuring, there's no benefit. Any instruction your husband gives you, and you do it, but you do it with there's no benefit. You are just like a disobedient person. Any instruction given to you from the altar, and you do it with God, nonsense, rubbish. Is it because I'm coming to this church? I can as well go to that. I even have church behind my window, self. I didn't go to that church. I'm taking transport here. They are not even happy to even see me. With such obedience, there is no blessing. Number three, vital fact of obedience is that it must be done consistently. Your obedience must be done consistently. You must be continuous in your obedience. Psalm 119 verse 44. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever. I will keep your law. And that law, I will ensure that I keep it forever. I will keep keeping the law. What you have told me to do, I will keep doing it. You have told me to stay away from sin, I will keep staying away. You have told me to keep reading the Bible, I will keep reading the Bible. You have told me to go for evangelism, I will go for evangelism. As from today, the spirit of obedience be released to every heart in Jesus' name. Do you know that if you and I can obey God, our prayer will not be so much. You don't need to pray much. If you can obey God, I obey God, and we have results, you have results. If every one of us in church here obey every single instruction we have heard in these 12 days, everything you have heard in these 12 days, you have decided to obey, September won't be here before your life has transformed totally. It can't be up to, it's not that September you have entered, before you enter September, your life has already changed. Because you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. May the Lord give us understanding. I said, may the Lord give us understanding. And lastly tonight, what are these vital things that will make a man's life to assess the hand of God, the blessing of God? I said number one is what? I can't hear you, beloved. Number two, obedience. And number three is continuous appreciation of God, or what we call, or you can call it praise. Continuous appreciation of God and continuous praise of God. Every man or woman that praises God is a candidate of the hand of God. Praise is an offshoot of a heart of appreciation. Praise is not a show. Praise shows the state of your heart. It shows that you are grateful, and so you cannot remain a grateful. There is no man or woman that is praiseful that will not be useful. There is no man who is praiseful whose life will not be wonderful. Praise is the cure to many of the problems of life of man. God hates ingratitude. He doesn't like it. I gave one of my sons here. I told my protocol to give him some things, some days, some time ago, on a Sunday morning. And then after 3 days, I asked the protocol, "Did you give that guy those things?" I said, "He said I gave it to him." Then some days later, he just appeared. I said, "I came to say thank you for that thing." I said, "You have been coming every day. You are not a grateful person." That is what makes people's blessing to cease. That's what makes people's blessing to cease. Ingratitude, God hates. Now, let me show you something. Open your Bibles with me to Deuteronomy 26, verse 1 to 11. If you can read very fast, you will see something there on how to be, the way we should approach God with your offering, the way you should approach God in gratitude. Look at this. "And it shall be, when thou art come in unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance, and possesseth it and dwelleth therein." That is, after I have blessed you, after I have done something for you, "that thou shalt take of the first fruit of all the fruit of the earth, which thou shalt bring of thy land, that the Lord thy God giveth thee, and shall put it in a basket, and shall go unto the place which the Lord thy God choose to place his name there." There are some places that God places his name there, which you have to give him praise, which is church, which is the house of God. Praise in the house is good, but he says there are some praise you give it in the church. Now look at this. "And thou shalt go unto the priest," that is the pastor. You will go unto the pastor, "and thou that shall be in that day in your days, and say unto him, I profess this day unto the Lord thy God, that I am come unto the country which the Lord swear unto our fathers for to give us." Now go on. "And the priest shall take the basket out of thy hand," that's like an offering. You come to the house of God to appreciate what you have done, and you don't come empty. We come with quality offering. "And we take it out of your hand and set it down before the altar of the Lord thy God. And thou shalt speak and say before the Lord thy God." Look at this. This is how to speak. This is how to behave. If you really want the hand of God in your life permanently. "A Syrian ready to perish was my father. My father was a nobody. If not for you, who will I be? And he went. A Syrian ready to perish was my father, and he went down to Egypt and sojourned there with a few, and there and became there a nation, great, mighty, and populous. I was a nobody if not for your help. And the Egyptian evil entreated us and afflicted us. Evil tried to kill me since January. We didn't allow it. They tried me with accident. They failed. They tried me with this one. They failed. They tried me with attack in the night. They failed. Ah, God, I must thank you. And the Egyptians, evil, entreated us and afflicted us and laid upon us hard bondage. Go on. And when we cried unto the Lord, God of our fathers, the Lord heard our voice and looked on our affliction and our labor and our oppression. And the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Brought us out of it with a mighty hand. God will bring you with a mighty hand today. And with an outstretched arm. And with great terribleness. And with signs. And with wonders. Somebody say amen. And he had brought us into this place. You are the one that has brought me to the school. Many of my mates don't have admission. Many of my mates are not yet married. Not to talk of having children. Many of those that we started together are nobodies. Please, I'm still moving a little bit. And he had brought us into this place and had given us this land, even a land that floweth with milk and honey. And now, behold, I have brought the first fruit of the land, which thou, O Lord, hast given me. And thou shalt set it before the Lord thy God and worship before the Lord thy God. Stop there because of time. That is how to handle God. Your praise life sparks off something in God's mind. Your acts of appreciation spark off the hand of God. Your acts of gratitude makes God move you to new altitude. When you are a person that doesn't care, you don't really care. You don't really care. It's not as if you don't just care. It's just a big deal. It's not a big deal. I mean, it's normal for me to eat. It's normal for me to sleep. It's normal for me to fast 12 days and I finish it. It's normal for me to have a job. It's normal for me to go to school and do exam and just finish. I mean, everything is just normal. So I'm waiting for the one that is abnormal first. Everyone that wants the hand of God must praise God. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, three nations came against Jehoshaphat and his people. The Moabites were there. The Amorites were there. The people of Mount Seir were there. They all came against this nation. To make the story short, the Bible says in verse 4, and Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord, even of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And verse 5, and Joseph has stood in the congregation of Judah, Jerusalem, in the house of the Lord before the courts, or before the new courts. They came together to, verse 3, 2 Chronicles 20, verse 3. And Joseph had feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim the fast, just like we're in the fast now. And in the course of the fast, I thought God would say, go to the mountain, go and rent guns, go and rent double barrel guns, and go and do this one, or you know, break your army into three. Let one go first, let one be in the middle, then let one be at the back. God did not say anything like that. God surprised them. That is how God will surprise you in the name of Jesus. I say that is how God will surprise you in Jesus' name. In verse 15, God said, hearken ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou king Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid. Someone say, be not afraid. Because many of the things you are trusting God for, maybe some of them have not yet been answered. You have not seen them yet. The Bible says, be not afraid, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, by reason of this great problem. For the battle is not your own. The problem is not your own. The challenge is not your own. The sickness is not your own. The failure is not your own. The situation in your family that is very massive is not your own. But it is for God. The problem is not your own. Then let me jump because of time to verse 22. And when they began to sing and to praise the Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammonite, Moabite, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of the Ammonite, the Moabite, stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and to destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of the Seir, everyone helped to destroy one another. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm happy to inform you that tonight, after the praise of this night, your enemies will face themselves and destroy one another. I say your enemies will face themselves and destroy one another. So in a few minutes from now, we'll be going into praise to steer the hand of the Lord. Is it madness that will make a person who are going to war together against a nation to face the... It must be the hand of God. Going together to destroy a nation. Going together to destroy a person. Because of envy, bitterness. Just like many of you are victims of envy and bitterness. You don't know why they hate you. They just hate you. Today, those ganging up against you will face themselves and destroy themselves. I said they will face themselves and destroy themselves. And as we engage in these high praises, finally, you will be set free by the hand of God tonight. I say finally, you'll be coming out of the cage in the name of Jesus. A repeat of what happened to Paul and Silas in Acts 16 verse 24 and 25 will happen here tonight. Somebody will come out of the cage and the jail free of charge. They praise God at midnight and the prisoners heard them. As you dance tonight, let everybody know that you are determined. Thank God tomorrow is Saturday, so you can sleep as long as you want after tonight's praise. You can sleep for as long as you want after tonight's praise. Or is there exam tomorrow? Many lecturers, we won't have time to be going extra mile to be doing an exam for somebody on Saturday. It's only abroad that I see teachers and lecturers go so... Some lecturers in schools, that they will still be in school now. When you see them, when you ask them, they will tell you, I just love this job. I enjoy it. But in Nigeria, 12 o'clock, sir, they don't go open their shop. Nigeria. May the Lord help us. As you praise God tonight, you will be set free finally. The hand of God will be stretched into your situation. The exam you are about to write, the hand of God will write it for you. I said the exams you are about to write, the hand of the Lord will write it for you. Those difficult courses, the hand of the Lord will write it for you. As you praise God tonight, those people troubling your marriage, the hand of the Lord will slap them and gather them out of your family. Those people troubling your business, the Lord will stretch his hand and attack them tonight. Those people troubling your destiny, God will trouble them in the name of Jesus. Those people troubling your life, God will trouble them in the name of Jesus. Most importantly, the hand of the Lord will lift you out of every merry clay and set you up in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. See that 1 minute. Before we go into praise, high praises session tonight, to conclude this hand of the Lord fast, you are here. Can we minimize movement at this time? You want to rededicate your life to Christ? You desire in your heart that the hand of the Lord come upon you tonight. You want God to bless you like never before tonight. That's your desire. That's your longing. But you know in your heart of hearts that if Christ will come now, it's not certain he will take you. Or you want to quickly settle that matter with God. I want to pray with you anywhere you are. Just lift your hand above your head and I will pray with you. You want that hand of God upon your life, but you want to quickly make your ways right with God. You want to ask God for mercy. You want to ask God to forgive you. You want to ask God to change your life, to change your situation, to change your circumstance. You don't want to be the same again. Quickly, I want to pray with you, and we are in a hurry to pray tonight. Just lift your hand above your head as I count from 1 to 5. 1. And also, you are watching us on the internet. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. Also, let us know through the email stated, the phone number stated, that you are rededicating your life to Christ. But for those who are here tonight, you want this fast to end well with you. You are desirous that the blessings that will be released after this praise will be visible in your life. And you want to quickly make your ways right with God. Please lift your hands above your head where I can see it. And then I can pray with you quickly too. You are desirous of the hand of God. You are desirous that God will change your life. You are desirous that your life will never be the same again. Either you are watching us on the internet or you are right here in the praise tabernacle. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You want to rededicate your life to Christ. You want Christ to bless you. You want Christ to change your story. You want the hand of the Lord to be stretched towards you. You don't want to be the same again. Search your conscience. Search your mind. Is your mind, is your heart with God? Is God's spirit really in you? Are you with God? Is God with you? If you feel any guilt in your conscience, it means that God wants to embrace you tonight. He wants to bless you tonight. 2. And three, just lift up your hands above your head and I'll pray with you. Don't be the last person. Unto Jesus I surrender. Unto Him I surrender all. You want at the end of this fast, you want a change of life as you continue from tomorrow. You don't want your life to be the same again. You want to break an habit. You want a change of life. You want a change of circumstance. You want God to wash your conscience clean of every past. You don't want to be the same again. I want to pray with you. You have been struggling on your own. You are not happy on your own. You need this God. You need Him desperately. You need Him afresh. Not that you have not given your life to Christ before, but your heart is panting after God afresh to start with Him all over again. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. Also, you are watching us on the internet. Let us know that you are taking this all important decision. And I see God blessing you like never before. Four, one more count and then we will pray. We are about to go into high praises. And high praises without quickly settling with God is like a waste. It's not a jamboree. It's not a nightclub. It's the house of God. And we are here to submit ourselves to God afresh. We need God. We need everything about Him to change our life. And you are here tonight. You don't want to be the same again. Let me see your hand above your head, and then I will pray with you. I will pray with you, and your life will never ever be the same again. As you take that song one more time, I surrender all.
Lord, I surrender
all. I surrender. Also watching us on the internet, you rededicated your life to Christ. Send us an email and let us know that Christ has been received afresh to your life. And say after me, Lord Jesus, please have mercy on me. Wash me clean by your blood. Cleanse me from every iniquity and let your mercy speak for me tonight. I receive you as my personal Lord and Savior. Of God, baptize me afresh with the spirit of the love of God. Baptize me afresh with the spirit of the love of God. Engrace me, empower me to love you the more. Help me to love you, to love you, to love you, to love you, to love you. Let me love you the more. Let me love you continually. Let me love you consistently. In my words, in my thoughts, in my deeds, in my actions. Empower me to love you always. Let my heart be filled with love for you. Let my heart pant after you daily. May you be my desire daily. May you be my desire every day, every hour, every minute. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, oh Lord, grant me the spirit of obedience, that spirit to obey you, to obey what you have told me in the course of this fast. Father, help me to obey you. Lift your voice and pray. 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 Help me to obey you. Help me to obey you. Help me to obey you. Help me to walk in line with your instructions. Help me to walk in line with your instructions. Help me to walk in line with your instructions. Help me to walk in line with your instructions. Help me to walk in line with your instructions. Help me to walk in line with your commandment. Are you praying? I thought you prayed better than this. Help me to walk continually in accordance with what you have commanded and instructed me. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, I reject the spirit of disobedience. Flush it out of my life permanently tonight. Lift your voice and pray. I reject every spirit that makes me to disobey you. Every spirit that makes me to go against your instructions. Every power that wants to ruin my life through disobedience. I reject them. I say no to them. Every spirit that wants me to disobey you. That wants me to disobey you. That wants to destroy my life. Father, remove it from my life. Father, take it away from me. Help me to obey you continually and consistently. Let that be my portion. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, I possess the spirit of gratitude, of praise, of appreciation. Let that spirit rest on me today. Lift your voice and pray. I possess the spirit of gratitude, the spirit of praise. No more complaining. No more murmuring. No more complaining. No more murmuring. No more complaining. No more murmuring. I will no longer complain. I will always be grateful. 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 Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.